Praise the Lord, message number 106, the title of the message, Taking the Right Decision, Part 4. Let's open our Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 4, and let's read verse 32 to verse 35. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you sent to your church and to us and to each and every worker in your vineyard, so that you will know your will and will go directed by your Holy Spirit and instructed with your word to do the right things. I pray that the purpose of sending this message of yours to us shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will use this message mightily to correct those among us who are in sin, and those who are doing their own will, and those who does not like to open their personal life and ask counsel and advice. I pray that the message will be a purging for your church and your people. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. One of the personal things that the people try always to hide and to not make it known is the money affair. Some they say it is our personal things, our personal decision. But let us read here, or let us understand what we have read here from the book of Acts, how the believers they were. They were in one mind and one heart. The mind and the heart of Christ. How that happened? In which manifestation? No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own. Why people keep money matter hidden? Because for them it is a personal thing. This is my money, this is my belonging, this is my house, this is my capital, this is my car, this is my land. And I have the right to do whatever I like. You must know and remember that what you have is not for you. As if it is belong to God, you are just a steward of what the Lord had given to you. The message here is not that I am asking the people that whatever they have, it is not for them, and they need to give it to others, or they need to give it to the church. That is not the purpose of this message. The purpose of the message is how to take the right decision, and especially in the matter that relate to money. For we know very well that money is that the love of money is the root of all kind of evil, and that's where the church should not be away from investigating and interfering with the personal life of people and matter pertain to money. We have read that there were no needy persons among them, not only because those who own lands and houses, they went and they sell, and they brought the money and share, but because there was a transparency in the church. Everyone who sell, they brought the money from the sale, and where they put it? They will put it at the apostle's feet. That is very important in practice. There was no money transaction or help under the table. Why? The Bible shows this. Why the early church, they practice that? Why not that the people who want to help, they went and sell and they give directly to those who are in need? Why they need to give it to the apostle feet? Because they know the importance of the church. The teaching was to share, and they apply the teaching. The teaching came from the apostle. The apostle teaching. The people respond. They went and they said, as they were prompted by the Holy Spirit and instructed by the Word of God. When they brought the money, they did not give the money to those who are in need. They brought it to the church. They put it at the apostle's feet. Because the church should decide about the fate of that money, not only the fate of that money, to where the money should go, but also to check the source of the money and the motive of giving. Plus, check the need, whether there is need or there is want, and then decide. What I suggest and I teach, yes, I know what you have is your personal money, but please be instructed with God's word how to spend it. And my advice for you, when you are going to move a large amount of money, even let us say $1,000, before you move, you come and take counsel and advice, because you might be tempted and you might be taking a wrong decision, a wrong step. We as a church, we are here to help you with the right advice. As we have the Word of God, as we have more experience, we are the right counsel and the right source of giving you advice. The Lord placed the church to help the people. And that's what we find here, that in the book of Acts, the money transaction will pass through the church. It will go to the apostle feet, to the treasury, and then they would decide how to manage the money. Let's read verse 36 and 37 from book of Acts chapter 4. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostle called Barnabas, was, which means son of encouragement, sold the field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostle's feet. Now here what is mentioned here, Joseph, a Levite, and we know the Levite, they should not own land. From where he got it? Now here the point here, that does not mean that what is mentioned here, that Joseph came to share what he has, but he repented of doing things against God's will. He knew that he should not owe land as being a Levite. More than important than the money that he gave to the church, his repentance in doing God's will. That transparency needed, very needed this day in the life of the church. Many, they plan to get land, to buy houses, to sell houses. That is, I agree, that is your personal money. But please, do God's will. Are you sure? Are you doing God's will exactly? you come before any transaction, before you buy or before you sell, you come and take advice. Let us take a counsel, let us ask the Lord His will before the transaction. We are not asking you to sell and to bring the money to the church, no. We are saying here, the love of money is the root of all kind of evil. You might be a victim of transaction that is from the devil and you will lose the money. There is a guidance we give. When the money transaction or what you're going to spend or invest, it reach an amount that we describe it as big. Like for example $1,000, or for those who are having low income, $500. Before you take decision, you come and open the matter to the church, to us, to the elders, to the come to where the apostles' feet are and get right advice. So devil will not take advantage of you. Many, they go into borrowing, getting loans, and put themselves under bondages. As we know that the borrower is a slave to the lender. They will not come and take advice, because most of the time they say, we know that you will not agree. Why we will not agree? Because it is not correct way. It is not God's will. So here, the church should interfere with the affair of money. In Book of Acts chapter 1, the church was dealing with the sin of Judas and how to overcome the situation that Judas had caused to the church. Why Judas sinned? The same reason, the love of money. So here, the same subject. We as a church, we have records of all the givings, the tithe, the first fruit, all the income, all the expenses, and we advise also no transaction between the members borrowing or helping without the knowledge of the elders. The money should first go to the treasury. Because not only we need to decide the needs, but we need to decide about the source and the motive of giving. Let's read Acts chapter 5. Another story about money. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. They sold a piece of property, land or house. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Why he gave? Because most likely he want to show that he is like others also. He is obedient. He is selling the property and he is bringing it to the apostles' feet. But his motive was not giving or loving the Lord. His motive was showing that he is a giver. Verse 5, verse 3, then Peter said, because that is the procedure in the early church. Anyone want to give? The money should be examined by the apostle. The apostle have discernment. They were 12, not only one person. They have different gifts of the Holy Spirit. The body of the church is the power of the Lord. They have the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit, we have different gifts. We have different experience. It will be difficult for devil to penetrate. Devil may overtake one or two persons, but not the body of 12 or 15 or 20 people or the body of the whole church, of the committed workers, when they would decide about certain things. Verse 3, then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you receive for the land? Peter discovered that. It could be discernment. Plus, because since that was the practice, everyone who said he bring the money, the apostles have experience about the prices in the market. So when possibly when he brought the money, they discerned he had kept part of it for himself. Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. No. What was going here? The apostles, they were not happy with the money that he gave. They were grieving because he gave with a wrong motive. A wrong motive of giving, to show off, to put a mask that he's like others. But Satan was living inside him. Satan had filled him with lies, he and his wives. Peter rebuked him and faced him. Nowadays, the church becoming so weak. Many, they are afraid to open their mouth and interfere with the personal things of people. But that is what God wants us to do, because there were the sicknesses, diseases, sin, and the work of devil and darkness that is harming the people and swallowing them and bring them to hell. They will say, if you will speak, they will leave the church. We have to do God's work as Peter did here. He faced the man. He faced his wife also. When Peter faced him, when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And a great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then the young man came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. We should not be afraid to face people with their sin. God is there to help us. At that time he dealt with Ananias. He fell down dead. His wife also, as we know, she fell dead. What we want to say here, if we stand firm, God can deal with sin and sinners, and he is able to clean and to purge his church. We need to do our part. Money transactions should be go through the church. It have to pass through us. Small amount of money, it is not much harmful, but still there will be harm sometime. If you are led by the Holy Spirit, you come and take counsel and advice. But big amount of money, you need to come and open up the matter. Even if you would know that you will not agree, or the church will not agree, that's for your good. That's for your benefit. Because as Peter had here a real experience and discernment, the same the Lord giving to his church even this very day. You know what had happened to the church in the book of Acts chapter 1, and the experience of the church, how Judas betrays the Lord for sake of money. They were so sensitive, and that's why the regulation that the money should come to the apostle feet to examine the source and the need and the motive and how to distribute it. The same we adopt as a church. We don't want devil to harm you, and we don't want also sin to grow and get wellness in your life. That's why everything in regard to money, we do our best to make it transparent. And those among you who hide their money affairs, transactions, selling and buying, personal things, we are not interested with your personal money, but we are interested with your protection. We are here to serve you and to keep you as much as we can enable, and the Lord enable us, from devil work and evil doer. So please take advice and humble down and be willing to open up and share what you are doing with your personal life and money. Transparency needed, and we should not be afraid, because if we are doing correct, let everyone come and examine. When you are afraid, then there is sin hidden in your life, and that's what God wants us to deal with. God wants to use His church to cleanse the people from sin in regard to money affair and the love of money. Another occasion about the importance of the church in taking decision in regard to money affairs, we can read in the book of Acts chapter 8. We know that when Philip, let's read in verse 5 onward, Acts chapter 8 verse 5 onward, Philip went down to the city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there, and the crowd heard Philip and saw the miracles, signs he did. They all paid close attention to what he said. With the shrieks, evil spirit came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Philip moved, and God took him to a city in Samaria, and he preached the gospel there, and many get healed. And many they believe, and there was a great joy. Verse 9, now for some time a man named Simon had a practice sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, "This man is the divine power, known as the great power." They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized. And he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. Let's continue. So the large number of people believe and get baptized. Among them, that sorcerer that he repented. Verse 14, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The church sent John and Peter to check the church in Samaria. The apostle should move, and there's a purpose of their movement. Verse 15, when they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. One of the purposes that they will receive the Holy Spirit. The Lord moved the apostle for that purpose. They pray, they lay hands. What more? Verse 18, when Simon saw that The Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands. He offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Oh, wrong motive and sick heart in the middle of the church. The church needs cleaning and purging of the evil. Why? It mentioned in the book of Acts that the apostles, as we have read in Acts chapter 4, they did many miracles because the Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving when the people have a clean heart. But here there is another Judas, another Ananias, another person who have an unclean heart. A person who trusts money, who loves money more than God. A person who thinks that he can buy the gift of God with money. Peter answered in verse 20, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money." That is the rebuke that this man was in need. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps He will forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin. And that's here the importance of the church to come and interfere in the life of the church. Sin will be exposed, and the Lord enabling the church, not as only what we can read the book of Acts, even this very day, the Lord is enabling us, and He is with us, to deal with sin in regard to the affair of money. The church need to be purged and cleansed. God sent His servants, Peter and John, even this very day. I believe that God sent this message, and as you hear it, there's a purpose of God. God wants us to be transparent. Transparency is secure that if we have sinned, we need to repent. The church should put its hand on the personal things of the people, and especially that pertain to money. So sin can be dealt with properly. Sinner can be faced and rebuked, corrected, and advised to go on and live their life for the Lord in the right way, in the right manner. I pray that this message will bring conviction and repentance, that nobody trusts on yourself, but you come and humble yourself and accept to be corrected, to take advice and counsel how to live your life for God and how to spend your money and how you deal with your personal things. Myself, before I move any amount of money, I ask advice and counsel, even from people that I taught, people that I train. I still ask advice and counsel. Why? Because that's God's word, discernment needed, and maybe I don't have it, somebody else have it, or somebody have the experience of what I am passing through, he can give me advice. Plus, I want to make it an example to others. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Take an example of me. Even I am a person who is well equipped spiritually, but still I don't bypass the church or the body of Christ or the apostle feet. I come and ask counsel and advice. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you from the depth of our heart for your word. You send your word for a purpose. We pray that the purpose of sending it shall be accomplished in the life of your chosen people. Cleanse your people from the love of money, from wrong motive, and Lord, whatever work of devil in the life of each and everyone, even those who are not aware, expose it so that your people will be protected. And your Holy Spirit will move mightily among us to do great miracles. Help us to be in one mind and one heart. Oh God, let be transparency, let be rejoicing, let be more fruit of righteousness in the midst of us. Help us to resolve us and help us to be a good testimony to others. We bless you and we magnify you. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.